Our reading this morning comes from St. Mark's Gospel, chapter 1, and the first 8 verses. The preaching of John the Baptist. This is the good news about Jesus Christ, the Son of God. It began as the prophet Isaiah had written. God said, "I will send my messenger ahead of you to clear the way for you." Someone is shouting in the desert, "Get the road ready for the Lord. Make a straight path for him to travel." So John appeared in the desert, baptizing and preaching. "Turn away from your sins and be baptized," he told the people, "and God will forgive your sins." Many people from the province of Judea and the city of Jerusalem went out to hear John. They confessed their sins, and he baptized them in the river Jordan. John wore clothes made of camel's hair, with a leather belt around his waist, and his food was locusts and wild honey. He announced to the people, "The man who will come after me is much greater than I am. I am not good enough even to bend down and untie his sandals. I baptize you with water, but he will baptize you with the Holy Spirit."
I wonder if anybody here has a superhero. Does anybody here have a superhero? Some of you older ones, did you have superheroes when you were younger? Who was your superhero?
Wonder Woman.
Wonder Woman. I could just see Roz going into a phone box and coming out as Wonder Woman.
Superman.
Superman, yeah. Batman. Anybody? Well, I was thinking about superheroes in the Bible and those in the Old Testament that we called prophets, the superheroes of the past, who were like, if you like, signposts. Now, Myra picked up on something to do with signposts today. The signposts weren't very clear when you drove the other day, were they, Myra? And you didn't know where you were going. I was once in Glasgow and I needed the toilet and I couldn't find a public toilet. And so I went into a bookshop and it said the toilet was on the top floor. So I went up to the top floor, I looked on the door, as you always do, and I walked in and I sat in the cubicle doing what you do in the toilet. And suddenly there was a moment when I heard two women's voices. And I thought to myself, maybe I'm in the women's toilet. I'm sure I checked the sign on the door. Well, I thought, well, I'll just sit and wait. Well, no, the conversation went on. They were in no hurry, and I needed to go. So I thought, the best thing to do is just look really confident. So I plucked up courage, I undid the cubicle door, and I just said, "Afternoon," washed my hands, and off I went, and they just smiled at me. And I realized when I got outside, I was in the men's toilet. But the ladies' toilet had flooded, and they followed the signs which said, "Please use the men's." So they had followed the signs too. Now, there have been occasions when I've been on walks, and you get a footpath sign at the start, and then you get over a few fields, and then there's no more signs. Not even those little yellow ones they stick on the fence post that kind of point in a strange direction. You can't quite work out where the next stile's going to be, and I've got myself very lost because I didn't take a map. Signs are helpful, and we've got some signs around us today that were the signs from the prophets or the superheroes in the Old Testament. And I wonder whether somebody here who knows what the number one looks like might like to look for one of them. Can anybody see a number one anywhere on an envelope? Can you see a number one? Where is it? Over there. Would you like to open the envelope for me? What's it got in there? Shall I take that? Thank you. It says here, Bethlehem, David's country, from you will come the leader who will shepherd rule Israel. He'll be no upstart, no pretender. He will stand tall in his shepherd rule by God's strength, centered on the majesty of God revealed. And the people will have a good and safe home, for the whole world will hold him in respect. Peacemaker of the world. I wonder who those superheroes were pointing to. Now, there's another one with a number two on. Have you got a number two? It's you, a second time. Do you want to open that one as well? Not quite as exciting as Christmas morning, is it? This one says, the people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. For those who lived in the land of deep shadows, light. Sunbursts of light. His name will be called Amazing Counselor, Strong God, Eternal Father, Prince of Wholeness. His ruling authority will grow. With his fair dealing and right living, beginning now and lasting always, God of the Angel of Armies will do all of this. So another sign, and there's a number three somewhere. Can you open the envelope for me, Grace? Grace is behind you. Always behind you. Thank you. What is it? It's got some writing on it. How good's your reading, Joseph? Not good yet. Can you write your name? No. Grace says, no. Obviously. This one says a green shoot will sprout from Jesse's stump. That means in a line of the family, and it will turn into a budding branch. The life-giving Spirit of God will hover over him, and the Spirit will bring wisdom and understanding. And it talks about the fact that he will put things right and faithfulness in the land. I think there's a number four somewhere as well. Who's got number four? Barbara. You'll be opening all the paste at home now, won't you, Grace? Just the bills. This one says, so the master is going to give you a sign anyway. Watch for this. A girl who is presently a virgin will be pregnant. She'll bear a son and name him Emmanuel, God with us. Now, these are all superheroes of the Old Testament, but they were signposts of something that was going to happen in the future. And it was going to happen hundreds of years later. I can't imagine what that must be like. For people to know that something amazing is going to happen, that God is going to send his anointed one into the world, but it's going to happen hundreds of years' time, and they just don't know. They're just continually waiting. Waiting to find out when that day will be. Now, we had a reading earlier on of John the Baptist. And he was dressed in, what was he dressed in? Do you remember what John the Baptist wore? Camel hair. Would you like to wear camel hair? No? I wonder why he wore camel hair, because the other people didn't wear camel hair. Perhaps he was wearing it because the superheroes hundreds of years ago who talked about Jesus coming would have worn clothes like that. They would have worn the camel hair with a belt round their waist, and they would have eaten wild honey and locusts. Insects are the latest thing to eat, aren't they? There's something like 60% protein, am I right? I think I'm something like that. And lots of people are thinking that that's the way we'll save the world, by eating locust burgers. Can you imagine? But when John the Baptist came, it was a bit like he was saying, wake up! Get ready! Surprise, surprise! And some people wanted to follow him because they thought he was the great one. But he says, no, it's not me, it's the one that comes after me. And Jesus comes and says, baptize me in the water. And he says, I'm not even fit to undo your sandals. And he said, but this is the Father's will, I want you to do it for me. And so he baptizes him, knowing that Jesus is the one who's come. Now, some of you will remember last year we placed pebbles on people's doorsteps. These are a bit bigger than some of the ones we placed last year. I have 111 babies at home. It's like a maternity ward. I haven't had a good night's sleep in ages. And the idea is that next week I'll bring these and you can take them with you and you can place them on people's doorsteps. Now, some of you will need to remember which doorsteps you placed them on last year so you don't do it again, but you place them on other people's doorsteps. And there's a little tag on some of them. On the big ones, it's written on the back, the gift for life. And this, if you like, is a signpost. It's saying, hey, wake up. There's something really important about this time of year, and it's not just about presents and all the nice food. It's about a baby. I never cease to be amazed that God would send a baby, his son, into the world in a vulnerable state that we might know what God is like, that we might know him better and live lives that are better for him. And you and I are signposts. Are you a signpost, Grace? You've gone all shy. Are you a signpost? Sometimes we're all asked by God to be signposts and signposts to Jesus. So yesterday when we were out on the streets, what were we doing? We were doing just that. We were a signpost. We represented Jesus on the streets and we were signposting them to a God who loves them. So remember that this Christmas, that Jesus came as a baby, a sign that God loved us, and we're signposts this Christmas to let others know that they are loved too, and Jesus came for them.